our forum. We will use maximum the time up to 12, not any longer. We did hear a few inputs here concerning the use of electronic postal services or how to develop, etc. I'm a little bit scared when I see John has brought a book with him to the podium. But anyway, I would like to ask if there are any other inputs. Robert, you have the floor.
Some years ago, I might have answered to the question, actually, that you have to stick traditionally to postal services because we were the unit postal services. But now, as we do unit postal and online services, including media and what have you, this would not be quite coherent. So, as a matter of fact, operators... regulators are often multi-purpose regulators, so they regulate postal and telecom in most cases. I mean, the UK has recently also gone from the separated model of an divergent postal regulator to a multi-purpose regulator, multi-sector regulator, and also in terms of international organizations, supranational organizations are going into a more integrated approach. I think, the categorization was interesting that we heard before. Clearly, when it comes to some other issues, some legal issues, I would agree that one needs to be very careful. For example, when I see proposals that want to define the postal item as something which is basically everything from a bottle to a money order to everything what moves on the planet, so then I think this is not correct. So in the definitions, one should stick when it's a postal item to the postal item. On the other hand, when there are other proposals that link more to activities, and Mr. Kliwatz, I think, has mentioned that very well from a practical viewpoint, you need also to see how to have the resources attributed to that and how to work in practice on that. I think this can certainly be done and will certainly be done. From our perspective, I mean, we have had enough discussions in last fora about the so-called neutrality of the Dot Post initiative in terms of different operators. So this is anyway a subject of the past, I think. I think also the remark of John was very valid, that once you start competing in a field which is not your core competence, it's sometimes better to make joint ventures. I mean, we see that in all other economic fields too, than to have you go on alone. I mean, you see it also differently in other countries. So we will see in some years where this ends up. Certainly, this is a very much moving target, and I mean, yesterday we have already had some ideas, and we are faced with that too. I mean, email, yes, this is for the old people beyond the generation of 40. I mean, everybody born after 1977 is considered before 1977 is considered to be the old generation. So the digital natives come afterwards. We are not the digital natives normally here. So we are always one leap behind, we think. I don't know if this is good or bad. However, we are moving to the cloud and all these things. So one has to be certainly from a business perspective very careful, also to not lose the core competences that are there. And certainly, I mean, as we see it, I mean, the letter mail is still a very profitable business. Okay, it's declining, but at a different pace. Parcel is going up, so this is a very important development, and there are many links also to electronic commerce that we have seen, and I mentioned that yesterday. So I think, I mean, this is a very interesting element, and I think the organization is very correct to follow these trends as the sector does, and as regulators do, and as we do.
Thank you, Robert. That's a rather interesting view. Are there anyone else in the panel who would like to contribute to something about the electronic postal services? Or anyone from the floor here who would have any comment? I think what we have heard shows that this is also one of the complex issues. We know not necessarily right answers. There are many views on how to deal with this, whether electronic services should be part of postal services or not, that postal operators should use electronic services, there is no discussion about, but whether it should be part of the UPU acts, etc., perhaps might still be a discussion for the future. I would like to turn to something quite different. We were initially thinking about having other issues like extraterritorial offices of exchange, like user-funded subsidiary bodies, perhaps some more about security issues. But if I start one of those, we will not finish until after lunch. So instead, I would like to direct your attention in a slightly different direction. You have heard already that I have been occupied by reform of the union, trying to make the UPU more effective. Some of the proposals which are on the table partly connects to what we were just talking about, going from paper to electronic services. By introducing more website, more email instead of sending letters from the UPU to all the member countries, by reducing the amount of documents at meetings, etc. And also some proposals concerning how to make meetings more efficient. Especially there is a proposal trying to rearrange meetings during sessions of POC and CA, so that instead of having working groups, committees, and then plenaries, there is now a suggestion within each session to start with a plenary, then having working groups and committees. So the results from those working groups and committees will appear at the next plenary, which is half a year or a year later. This is, for some people, very radical, but might solve a lot of problems which we have now concerning how to be able to finish documents on time, how to translate them to all the different languages, how to have time to study them, to make your opinion before you discuss them in a plenary and decide upon them. So this kind of changes I would like to highlight a little bit. How can we do this? Do you think there will be support, general support for this? I already know that some people do not totally agree to sort of abolishing paper when everyone has a laptop, because people still like to read paper documents, etc. But how can we achieve a more effective organization, which is the background for all we can do within the UPU? So this is my question now to the panel. Who would like to start on this? If no one volunteers, I would like to ask Pascal, because he has a direct connection to this in his everyday life.
Thank you. Of course, I am in favor of efficiency. It was one of the base of my speech. We tried with my colleagues at the International Bureau, especially in logistics side, but also with DR, Wanja is part of this, to be as efficient as possible. And it is true, to produce one document, there is a very heavy process. And here still, maybe we are in a transition phase between people that are used to have paper in mind and people more used to have a computer or iPad before them. Other agencies like ITU our non-paper agency, they are providing more and more just things. We had, even we tried with our Qatari colleagues to set up an initiative to go for less and less paper and to provide with delegates with iPad or this kind of things. We are still dealing with that. But it's clear that in the future we have to make sure that we can short down the process of making documents. We can also see our contribution to a green planet in not producing paper and paper, just maybe part of them, important part. I am also still in favor of having for important documents something, but there is a need for more efficiency. Generally speaking, there is a huge need for more decision-making process in a rapid manner. And you just talk about the way we can move a little the how to manage the different sessions. Another problem and another issue is, of course, a cost, because not from the IB perspective, but also for the members, because when you have to come in Bern for 3 weeks, on the one hand, it costs a lot for the delegates, and on the other hand, it costs a lot to the business, because nobody, no decider can come for 3 weeks. So we have to manage and try and find things to fine-tune to nowadays way of making business. And here it will be, once again, you mentioned there are some proposals on the table, and I do think we have to manage things in a way so that we can introduce, at least begin to introduce a new vision on that. International organization can meet everywhere. It's not a problem. Today we have a new technology that can also help in developing these kind of things. We will have a ministerial conference in Doha on the 8th of October. I am in charge of this as director of strategy, and there will be no paper conference, for instance. And we will try and get the minister just for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and then we will have to find ways to them to make sure that there is a management of the time that they can spend a certain return on investment in coming there. That could be the same for delegates. And in the future, we have to find out solutions and then also convince everybody that it is the way to manage things, because I know our world, it takes some time, but at the end of the day, people will come and we will spend much more money on important things instead of putting money in administrative costs or very high cost-consuming products.
Thank you, Pascal. I wonder perhaps if a man with a lot of experience from meetings and work within the UBU, Etienne, could give his view on especially how the practical issue of turning the meetings the other way around will affect the work of UBU. Do you think it is a good way of doing it?
Merci. J'allais dire,
Balaban. I would like to say, in order to reiterate what Mr. Kliva mentioned when it comes to transmission of documents in electronic form, looking at these two proposals for the following Congress, with regard to amendments to the general rule book and the entry of the UPU website, everything that is proposed as a document to be discussed at the CA. And with regard to members and their being informed about new documents, it is proposed. The resolution is proposed when it comes to this form of work. What is important is this electronic transmission element. And I believe that this will all be on the UPU website and ITU as well. The last conference in Guadalajara in October 2010, at that conference all the documents were on the ITU website, so no more paper documents were there. And I have seen recently that most information, circulation letters and general information are submitted to member states electronically. However, when it comes to the reform project, a reform project proposed by Belgium for UPU, we wanted better efficiency in document management and work of steering committee, administrative council and other bodies. So the postal market quickly changes and we need to be efficient. With regard to proposed amendments to the general rule book, if we do not manage to amend an article of the rule book, we wouldn't be able to introduce any more amendments. And what is important is monitoring and supervision. Belgium will support that, and I hope that this Belgian proposal will be further supported by all members because it defines the studies and results to be achieved. This is not just about distribution and dissemination of documents. We need to have electronic document management policy, and this should be seen in a broader light. And at the next committee, we will look at defined phases in order to define how we can manage the documents on the website, how are they to be disseminated and transmitted to member states. We need to work on that because we cannot be at the same time both in Doha and in Bern, and during discussions for the project, we need to look into the problems, to identify them, and to try to overcome the childhood illnesses. And at the next Congress and even before it, we should complete this issue in order to have the transmission of documents as efficient as possible and to have everything taking place electronically as much as possible, of course.
Thank you, Etienne. Anyone else who would like to, the guy with the book? John, you have the floor.
Really, just some very general points. I think it's a non sequitur that people would much rather have documents electronically. That's a very small thing, but quite heavy in itself. When you've got multi-million page documents, to be carrying them around even is a chore in itself. So electronic is much beneficial in that. The other issue is it's actually much easier to use electronic searching to find a particular part of a paper or a report. So that side. I think the downfall is that at the moment, many documents are still written and presented, even though they're sent electronically and distributed electronically, they're written and presented as a paper document. And it is very difficult to read a 156-page report with finely typed documentation and argument on a computer. And what this means is that when you move to electronic documentation, you have got to change the presentation and the way the document is written to make it suitable. And if you look at the more recent consultations that we have published on the COMREG website, it's a completely new format that is designed for electronic formatting, and the text, the way it's written, is much more beneficial. So I just make that point, that it's not just a question of taking the existing documents and putting them on the electronic web or whatever you want to call this. It's a whole new approach. The other thing I would actually say as well, and it's partly in response to the way you're organizing meetings, is that the whole pace of life has changed. When you go back to the foundation of the UPU, you had delegates from America and a lot of European countries. To come from America to Paris for that first meeting, they would have had to take a boat that probably at that stage would have taken 7 or 8 days, and then getting back. So it was quite logical that you came for a long time, discussed, and then went home. Today, people think nothing of getting on a plane from America to come to Europe for a half a day meeting and go back. That's almost immediately. So there's a completely different pace, and business decisions and government decisions are made overnight. You've only got to see something happens somewhere, and the next day share values have gone down or gone up. The UPU and everyone have got to respond to that change in decision-making process, and you've got to do things in a more timely way. That's just some brief things without commenting on the specifics.
Thank you, John. I'm again looking at my watch. I think I would like to ask the UPU, the official part of UPU, to take the floor for an intervention, and then I think we will wrap it up. Wanja, you have the floor.
Giving me the floor. I plan to explain about this proposal in the occasion of my presentation. However, as we already discussing this issue, I would like to provide some information from the beginning. Mr. Egel, you mentioned about e-document distribution, but the origin of this proposal, in fact, really very strongly, majorly related to the decision making. It means that how the decision makers gathering at the UPU can make a right decision with more informed manner. It means that more with the very advanced information when they take decisions. If you look at the UPU meeting arrangement in current situation, normally CA and POC, they have meeting within 10 working days. And then, of course, that 3-week session, always 1 week is other council. And when it comes CA session, you have more or less 10 working days. If you look at POC, there are at least 50 project groups gathering within these 5 days. And then they make report, 50 group. You can imagine how much volume we have to produce. In a such short span of time, then they make a report to the hierarchy body, which is committee. Then they have five committees, and then on top of that, more than five direct reporting bodies, which also should provide their report to the plenary meeting, which is now more or less 1 day and 1 day and a half. So the reform group, particularly ad hoc group, when we discuss about structural tension, where we can find tensions to improve the right decision making. And particularly concerning this document management was really driven by how we can UPU, make UPU body take a decision with more, better, efficient, informed manner. That was the focus. So having analyzed the situation, then if you just start beginning of beginning point for the first cycle, then there was a proposal that we can first have a committee, first committee meetings, and then plenary meetings to take a decision what would be the plan of project groups, what is their specific task. Then, after this decision taken, the project group or group, any group, they can organize their work afterwards. Then they would have much more time to prepare their report, which requires decision-making body to reflect on a more informed manner and very, I think, that well-organized, not teletext type of document, providing information. So that is basic concept of this proposal. And then concerning e-publication, of course that we propose to e-publication by providing more efficient signaling system on the website whenever there is a new document comes in. However, we don't prohibit all the member country at their home country, home capital, they can always print their documents. So it does not mean that you can just imagine anyone can use paper form. And another issue was that every session, I forget the figure about the losing documents. For example, International Bureau provides quantity of documents, make it available for delegate. But every session, we should have get rid of enormous paper already printed, nobody taken. So this is another issue which is related with sustainable development. So as a transitional manner, of course, that there will be some measure that International Bureau will make available certain number of copies per delegation. And then we certainly, I believe, that provide printing machine and also computer through computer during even the session according to the necessity of individual member country, they can print the paper if they want. And that is the, I think, that more or less the package of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Wonja. It seems to me that whatever issue we try to tackle, there is a lot to be said about it. Time is now at the end of this forum, so I think we will have to wrap it up. We have heard that several of the issues that will be covered during the Congress are very complex. There are different views on many of the issues, many ways of looking at how to solve the different problems. So we have not solved anything here, but try to give you some kind of information on what is going on and some input for you to think about when you try to make your own decisions on the proposals that will be put on the table and are already there. The work continues with the concrete proposals, continues within Working Group UPU, and there will be a written procedure to all member countries of SERP so that you will all be able to look at the proposals and say your views to SERP. So perhaps we will be able, in some of the proposed issues, to create some European common positions. But we will come back to that later. I would like to thank the panel who has really on a very short notice said yes to participate in this. As you heard, we did not have much time to plan anything of this, but I think it worked reasonably well. So I would like to thank all the panelists and